This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
It's time for Grab Bag.
Certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Red Sox back in action tonight. They are at home after a tough road trip. They will send Lucas Giolito to the mound opposite Sandy Alcantara for the Miami Marlins. First of three with the Fish. 7:10 first pitch, 6:10 pregame here on WEEI. And I have my official Sportsbook Rhode Island Rich Keefe pick of the week.
Oh, yeah. Give it to us.
For tonight's game.
Mm-hmm.
Red Sox money line.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, just all to right. win. Yeah, sure.
Lucas Giolito.
They're at home. That's good right there.
Lucas Giolito to go at least six innings.
Okay. Wasn't great last time, but okay.
To go at least six innings.
Yep.
Trevor Story, a single hit.
One hit.
He can have more if he wants.
Piece of cake.
Alex Bregman, one hit.
Nice. What's the,
give me a little duck snort.
The juice on that?
It was like plus 609, I think it was. Maybe
yeah.
higher. Yeah, yeah.
Lay that down. That's an easy
nice.
Bet.
That's nice.
Go seek that out at yeah. Keefe 21. You can tail accordingly. I got good news, bad news for you, Keefe, when it comes to the Red Sox facing Sandy Alcantara.
I'll take the good news first.
You know, the good news first. Yeah. The good news is the Red Sox have somebody who smacks around Alcantara. The bad news is it's a pitcher. Steven Matz is the only Red Sox who has homered off of Alcantara. I don't know if there's a way to get him into the lineup here tonight, but he does have one career home run and two career bats against Alcantara.
I'm being told it's not plus 609. Either way, it's still good juice.
What do you mean it's not plus
609? Well, it's moving on me. It's moving all around.
Oh, line moves. Yeah, so you got to get in there.
Either way, it's a juicy parlay. So, so fear not.
Great.
You're going to enjoy that one.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful grab bag.
New England Revolution in action tomorrow against Los Angeles FC.
Oh.
So.
How they doing?
Should be good.
LAFC, I mean. I mean, I know how
LAFC,
the Revs are doing.
I know, obviously yeah, you know how the Revs are
well,
doing.
Well, I'm well versed on them. Well, I mean, how's LAFC doing?
Yeah, let me check the
I bet good. Landon Donovan? David Beckham?
No. Those guys are long gone.
Yeah, I bet they're doing good.
Let me check the table. See how they're doing. That's what we call standings.
Yeah, you don't have to explain it to me.
Soccer.
Yeah.
Parlance.
Yep.
LA. So not the you were thinking Galaxy. That's such a moron thing to say. That's not the team I'm talking about.
Oh,
the Galaxy.
I'm sorry.
That's like, please.
Yeah.
LAFC is actually doing pretty well. They're fifth in the Western Conference with a 10-7-6 record.
Yeah.
The LA Galaxy are the worst team in Major League Soccer.
Bad year for Kobe Jones.
3-7-15.
Yep.
Your New England Revolution.
Yep.
11th place currently in the Eastern Conference.
Ooh, I think Joe Max Moore is hurt.
Currently 7-7-11.
Yeah.
7-7!
And 11.
Okay.
And 11.
Yeah, thank you,
Joe. I don't have one of those.
Thank you, Joe.
Good analysis.
Appreciate that. Yeah, no, that's good. Oh, you know what? Didn't realize that.
Did you get Jackson's? I heard this happen with the
Oh, did he move things around?
Well, I heard the weekly recap this morning. Acrobatic just kind of stopped at one point in time.
You can't be messing around with the system. I was messing around with the system.
Did you click on something else?
Hand up. That's on me.
Yep.
Hand up. We'll continue with this.
My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius, commander of the armies of the North, general of the Felix Legions, loyal servant to the true emperor, Marcus Aurelius, father to a murdered...
Grab back.
Husband to a murdered
grab bag.
And I will have my vengeance in this life or the next.
All right, the NBA schedule came out. Are you circling these this bad boy?
Oh, I love
Celtics.
I love to circle the schedule, yeah.
Open the season Wednesday, October 22nd against the Philadelphia 76ers.
Rivalry game.
At home.
Joel Embiid
Celtics
might be
Sixers.
There, might not be there. You don't even
Jason
know.
Jason Tatum versus Embiid. You're not going to have any of that.
You're not going to have any of that.
Yeah. As our guy Pure Hoops, Justin Turpin, pointed out, in the same week, they get Jrue Holiday in Boston on January 26th, and then Kristaps Porzingis on Wednesday, January 28th.
Oh, big week.
What are the chances he plays?
Yeah.
Zero.
When does Niang come back?
Ooh, the Niang revenge game?
Yeah, Niang revenge game, sure.
No idea.
Okay.
No idea. That one did not
The
jump
Anthony
out.
Simons revenge game is TBD. They haven't traded yet. But when they do, we'll know when that revenge game is, yeah.
All-star grab bags. Walk like this, 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 this. Grab bags. Walk like this, 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 this. All-star grab bags. Walk
like this. Jones and Keefe.
Exclusive interview on the hashtag Dork podcast.
Oh, I saw this.
Yes, with an actual actress from the film Weapons.
Oh, nice.
Callie Schutera, who plays Mrs. Lily, a.k.a. Alex's mother. Now, it is spoiler questions in there. So if you have not seen Weapons yet, or if you care, or if you don't care about spoilers, you can jump in. It's on YouTube right now. It'll be available on the Odyssey app, I think, Sunday night. I'm going to post it Sunday night. For the for your enjoyment.
That gives you some time.
But it was very good. Go see Weapons. Weapons is the number one movie in America. I think it might be again this week. We'll see.
Okay.
She was great. Didn't have the biggest role, but I think had the single greatest scene in movies this year.
How about that?
That's not hyperbole. I've seen a lot of movies. I've seen way too many movies.
Well, yeah. I don't know. Where are you at? How many?
53, maybe?
Nick?
53, 54?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're neck and neck.
You hear that? He went up to you there.
That's fine. That's fine.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, anyway, go check that out, especially if you've seen Weapons.
How frequently are guests on the hashtag Dork podcast? That's fairly infrequent, right?
I mean, besides Jason Rossi, we've probably only had like three or four.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about that?
Well, it's true.
Don't you worry, you pretty striped head. We're going to get you back to Tyson and your cozy tiger bed. And then we're going to find our best friend.
Grab bag.
And then we're going to give him a best friend.
Also grab bag.
All right. Let me know if you're interested in this. At all. A Red Sox alumni home run derby.
Oh, yeah. Well, who's the alumni? But yeah. Yeah, I'm already interested. I'm intrigued.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess the Milwaukee Brewers last month did an alumni home run derby, and Prince Fielder and Ryan Braun came out there and smacked some dingers.
Pretty good. Roided it up, Ryan Braun? I would hope.
You got to gas him up for these.
I mean, it's just gas anonymous, I think, yeah.
So Sean, the Yankees alumni game where Mariano Rivera tore his
Achilles. Yeah, we haven't even talked about that.
Hopefully
actually.
He's back in time for next year's alumni game.
Yeah.
It might take him a full year to recover.
Yeah, hopefully he doesn't go swimming on the Cape anytime soon. After
Sean McAdams said, quote, "It is known that the team was enthralled with the idea and have begun discussing the possibility for staging a similar event next season," when asked about like the Brewers one.
Okay, so who do you want to see?
I don't want to see anybody.
What?
I don't want to see. I don't like old timer things. I'm good with that.
Wow. Just push them out on an iceberg.
Sorry. Well, I'm right there with you. I'm past my prime. I just feel like old home run derby. No thanks.
Willie Mo Pena, you don't want to see that?
I don't.
Wow.
You want to see, like,
yes.
Manny steps up to stalk Dominguez? You're not going to watch it?
No.
You wouldn't watch Manny and Ortiz and, like, Nomar?
I'd watch Manny.
Nomar did very
cage.
Poor in the home run derby, actually. Yeah, just Manny in the batting cage, exactly.
So,
you don't want to watch that?
I'm not
What's wrong
even,
with you?
I'm
Matt
not even,
Stairs, former Red Sox, getting in there.
Yeah.
I'm not even obsessed with current home run derby.
Fat,
what
baby
do I want
AI,
with old
Johnny
guys?
Damon? You don't want that one? No. No.
No.
What?
You like old-timer, like, boxing matches? You like an old-timey,
These aren't
like...
that old time. I mean, what's the cutoff on old-timer?
Jack Clock.
Yeah. I don't need, you know, Fred Lynn out there, or Jim Rice, but, like, you know, Manny and Ortiz and Willie Mopeña, yeah.
How old's Manny?
50.
53.
Yep.
You want to see him hit dingers right
yes.
now?
Yes. You don't? I'm actually,
no.
I'm shocked at
no.
this answer.
I've seen enough old wrestlers try to have one last match, and you're like, oh, no, why did you
yeah,
do
you
that?
But you watched it.
Well, yeah, it's part of a card with other fights on it. They might be involved in, like, the Rumble or something. They, like, grab their hamstring, and you're like, that doesn't look right.
Yep.
These guys, they... So then I'll just be smashing dingers? Like, unless, if you tell me they're all still, like, gassed up, then fine.
You don't think Ortiz could sock some bombs?
He probably could sock some bombs, but I'm not, like, dying to see it. I'm not.
Okay. Oh, wow.
I was barely looking at, like, Pete Alonso hit
him. Canseco's a former sock.
Get him in there. All right, so because we're talking about
Canseco
it.
Canseco would be great.
Is that your group? If you had, let's
Canseco,
say,
Canseco, Willie Moe.
Canseco, yeah. Willie Moe, Ortiz, and Manny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess.
I mean, that's probably
about,
the group.
Rob Deere. Rob Deere was here
Ooh,
for a hiccup.
Ooh, that's a Mount Rushmore, I think, of... Red Sox old timer home run derby candidates. Yeah.
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 Jason Bay was in a home run derby where
actually,
he hit zero.
I thought about Jason Bay.
As
I know,
an active player,
Billy would
take
go.
A walk.
Billy would go just to boo him.
Yeah.
Just to boo him. Billy would go attend that.
Not my home run
yeah,
derby.
No, no, no.
You could have Kevin Millar go up there, hit a bunch of foul right down by the pole, sock a whole bunch on the left pole there.
Yeah.
I'm a genie in a
Grand Bag.
Baby, come on and let me out.
Browns running back Quinshon Judkins. Will not face battery charges.
Judkins.
Judkins.
Yes.
I even wrote Judkins.
Oh.
Junkins. The other running back yep. Out of the Trevion Henderson's teammate at Ohio State. So it looks like he'll be participating in everything going forward.
Well, I don't know I about that. I mean, I think the league can still suspend him. So I don't think you need to be. I mean, yeah. I think the league can kind of do whatever they'd like. So I don't know if he's going to avoid a suspension. But yeah, I'm sure he can. Well, he still hasn't signed a contract. So he can sign a contract, and then he could start participating in preseason stuff for sure.
This guy wants to see Jim Rice hit home runs?
I said specifically not Jim Rice.
No, this guy says, Keith, you're crazy. So you mean Jones, you're crazy.
Yeah, he meant me.
Yeah, I didn't mention
Jim Rice. Now, maybe people just want to
Mo
see
Vaughn?
I would like to see Jim Rice go do
hit
it. Oh,
dog.
Yeah, that's a great one, actually.
But
I
like,
would like to see Jim Rice do it just specifically
problem.
To get heckled by the driveline
well, yeah,
guys.
That'd be funny.
Be like, oh, you're telling people how to hit?
But like,
old man?
Say you get like five former Red Sox to participate in this, and like a couple of them look pretty good, and then three of them like don't even hit home runs. Isn't that kind of just like sad?
Yeah.
That's what you want?
That's part of the entertainment.
People in their 50s and 60s, managers in baseball wearing uniforms
they should,
is sad.
It is they sad. Should, no, I agree with that.
They should also have old, like maybe ex minor leaguers shagging balls in the outfield. They shouldn't be kids. It should be like other old people out
yeah.
there.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Wandering from the nightly shore. Tell me what thy lordly name is on the night's Plutonian shore. Quoth the raven.
Grab bag.
Are we both fact-checking the same thing?
Yeah, somebody
I
was
have
saying,
a feeling we are.
Guys, Matt Stairs isn't hitting any home runs. And I was like, he could.
Is he no longer with us?
No, he's with us.
That's
he's fine.
That's what I was fact-checking.
You thought he might be hitting home runs in the sky?
Yes.
He's not, though. He's doing fine.
Yeah, no, he's with us.
The Phillies are going to go to a six-man rotation with the return of Aaron Nola. Does that do anything for you?
No.
Six-man rotation?
Nola.
You are a
grab bag.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Nobody 2 in theaters now, the Bob Odenkirk, John Wick-style film. The first one was good. I'm not going to go to the theater for it. It's not a standalone dork episode, but the first one was really good.
I never even was aware of the first one, but I see the ads all the time for this Nobody 2.
Odenkirk's great.
I like Bob Odenkirk. Yeah, that's why I was surprised I didn't even know about the first one.
Mm-hmm. 2 pints of booze. Tell me, are you a
grab bag?
Are you a
grab bag?
More movie news for you, Jones. Anna Faris and Regina Hall are both returning for Scary Movie 6.
Really?
Hell yeah.
Nice.
I'm very excited about
that. Okay, that's exciting.
Real Men of Grab Bag.
Real Men of Grab Bag.
Are the Red Sox currently in the playoffs?
Currently?
Yeah, currently.
Yes.
And I would just like to start a cheer. Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Grab bag.
Do you want your daily Rafael Devers update?
No.
Well, you're going to get it.
Well, did they do anything? It was an off day, I thought.
Yeah, they say they're 59 and 62, nowhere near the playoffs. He's ruined their season.
He's still hitting 231.
He's completely ruined their season.
The world is a
grab bag.
All right, Jones, let's find out who the best baseball performer was from Thursday, August 14th. Was it Jose Ramirez, 3-for-4, RBI, 3 runs scored, 2 steals?
Jose Ram.
Was it Ozzie Albies, 3-for-4, home run, 3 RBI? Was it Francisco Lindor, 3-for-4, home run, 2 runs scored, and a steal? Was it Matthew Boyd, 7 innings, 2 earned runs, 5 Ks? Was it Eduardo Rodriguez, former Red Sox?
Old pal.
7 innings,
seven.
1 run, 6 Ks. Was it Max Scherzer, 7 innings,
seven.
1 earned run, 3 Ks?
3 Ks?
3 Ks.
Get out of here.
Was it Bryce Elder, 7 innings,
seven.
2 earned runs, 6 Ks?
Put me down for Jose Ram.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jose Ram it is.
Yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, folks. We're talking about a Marlin who also played with the Blue Jays. Just Marlins and Blue Jays.
Just Marlins.
Edwin Encarnacion.
Oh, no, it's not, Bill.
Wow,
great guest, though.
Tremendous guest.
Did hit both of those teams for sure. He's a 2-time All-Star.
That sounds like Edwin Encarnacion. Okay, keep going. Yeah.
Also, Hoss of the Week candidate.
Oh, that's a big clue.
At 6'7", 250 pounds.
Did you say the position? Did I miss
Not yet.
Okay.
Starting pitcher.
Hoss.
Starting pitcher? That's right. Two-time All-Star. Jays Marlins, 2-time All-Star, and an ERA title.
Oh, man.
In 2010. Where he finished 5th in the Cy Young and 25th in the MVP.
Which team was that?
Marlins.
That was with the Marlins.
That was with the Marlins. He had a 2.30 ERA.
Not the Jays. Now, I've gotten hot, Keith. I haven't gone on fire yet. If I could get 3 in a row, I would officially go on fire.
That's true.
I'm not.
He's heating up.
Feeling good about my chances here.
No.
Okay, so Levon Hernandez was a Haas, but it's not Levon Hernandez.
No.
He's heating up!
Okay.
That's you.
Not on fire yet.
No, you're not on fire yet.
No, I was getting
it's a big old Hoss. Yeah. He had a 340 career ERA, 58 total wins, 9 seasons, broke in, cup of coffee 05, got rookie of the year votes in 06, where he finished 4th.
It's not.
But then he was done.
Not the D-train. It's not Dontrell Willis.
He had a terrible 2013 and then was done. He really only had 3, maybe 4 full seasons as a starter. There's a lot of injuries in there.
Oh, boy.
But still a 2-time All-Star.
So I'm sorry. So he started with the Marlins and finished in Toronto, or the other way around?
Yes. No, the first.
He started Marlins, ended in Toronto.
Retired as a Blue Jay. He was a right-hander, although would dig in from the left side.
Okay. Well,
so he'd hit lefty.
No, that's something.
But he'd pitch righty.
The nicknames.
The text chat. Or
they
the
it. They must
Twitch
have it.
Has it.
They text, must have it by now.
Text is all over it.
I'm going to cave him.
Text is all over it. No nicknames, Bill. I don't see any nicknames on here. It's a very basic name.
It's not A.J. Burnett. Josh Johnson?
He got it!
Josh Johnson actually was very good.
He was nasty.
He was good.
230 ERA. Fifth in the Cy Young in 2010.
That's one I should have got. I'm kicking myself over. I think I had actually quite a few fantasy shares of Josh Johnson back in the day.
He lost to Roy Halladay.
Thank you. That was a good. Was
Adam Wainwright.
That is worth bragging about. That was a good player.
And Timmy Hudson. Good year for him.
Now, his baseball reference page, you got it in front of you? I remember a little more.
Of course.
I remember a little more facial hair going on there. He looks a little more clean-shaven than I recall.
He's got a little something going on there in the chin.
A little something, but I remember a little bit more going on there. Yeah, no, nice pitcher.
Yeah, real nice.
I feel like
big dude, too.
I feel like I should have had that.
Tall drink of water.
I don't think I knew that about him. I don't think I knew he's quite a Hoss.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, a potential future Hoss of the Week candidate. Of course, Mike Vrabel got that today. Our brag of the week was handed out to Andrew the Razor Raycroft. Great cameo this morning.
Yes.
On the Greg Hill Show.
Yeah, good brag.
If you missed any of that, Odyssey app. Go check that out.
Sure.
AUDACY. Get it on your phone. Free. Easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can also listen on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn app. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. And we'll get you the clip du jour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Or next.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Day and the week here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. It's time now for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Oh, that sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, in the spirit of Taylor Swift going on the Kelce Brothers podcast, we came up with a top five list of best all-time podcast guests.
Yeah.
And, well, we had no overlap.
No, I didn't expect to.
No overlap, including my number one.
Right.
And then number one on my list, Leonardo da Vinci.
Oh.
If Leonardo da Vinci was on a podcast, you would listen.
Say it again. What's his
Leonardo
name?
Leonardo da Vinci? Can I not say Leonardo?
I don't think you can, no.
Leonardo?
Yeah.
It's tricky. There's a lot of vowels in there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the He's last one who should say anything about this, but yeah.
Inventor. You ever seen the Da Vinci Code?
This guy knew
a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
He knew a lot of secrets.
There was more self-flagellation in that than I expected. But yeah, I saw it.
Enough.
Yeah.
I felt like just enough. It was tastefully done.
If you're talking
sitting down with Leonardo,
because
Leonardo.
These are all-time podcast guests. Why can't I say that? Podcast guests.
Is there like a gas leak in here?
I think there's a gas leak in this room.
Just slip away, Butters. Just slip away. I wonder how disappointed he would be with us, just as a society. He's like, I've been gone for hundreds of years, and this is what you guys have come up with? He's like, I was trying to give you all kinds of stuff. Well, this is garbage.
We gave you a movie. Yeah. What more do you want? Books
Pretty
and movies.
Cool movie.
Yeah, a Ninja Turtle.
Tom Hanks played you in a movie. He's like, Tom Hanks didn't play me in a movie.
You got a Ninja Turtle? Yeah. What more do you want? He did get a turtle.
He did.
And Tom Hanks
famously
did,
the turtles
did play him.
Four great artists. I guess it's just one of those words I never really could pronounce, and nobody really called me out until today.
Well, and you don't have to say it too much.
It's not Leonardo?
No.
Yeah. Tricky. No. The text line was not happy with that.
No, they even one gentleman on delay.
He was listening on delay, still felt the need to
hours
jump
later.
In. Hours later. Be like, it's not Leonardo.
Wait till he hears grab bag.
How do you say it?
Replies to WEEI Afternoons in 2 hours.
Just so I can hear it?
Leonardo.
Leonardo.
Leonardo. Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm close.
Yeah.
Everybody's like giving me like a weird face.
DiCaprio? You just say Leo? What do you say?
I say Leo.
Oh, yeah. That's
cool. My guy.
That is cool, though.
Leo.
Yeah, it's
like
cool.
Da Vinci Code.
With him, yeah.
It's not the Leonardo da Vinci code. It is the da Vinci code.
Yeah, good point. You shorten it up.
Yeah, people know who you're talking about.
So there you go. That's the clip du jour. Each and every day here on Jones and Keefe. No crossover today, but it would be brought to you by the 99 restaurant. You can visit the Nines the day after the Red Sox win and get a free kids meal with every adult entree purchase.
Those guys 99. At the park?
Well, that's what I was going to ask. They must be, right?
Yeah,
the 99 restaurant is the official family restaurant of the Boston Red Sox. They're there at America's most beloved ballpark.
It's the oldest.
It sure is.
Yeah.
Fenway Park, Red Sox and Marlins. Arcan's got some stakes on this one this weekend.
Huge series for him.
So make sure you don't miss out. Stay tuned to WEEI Afternoons with Hart and Fitzy and Ted. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll have some reactions, I'm sure, to the Patriots next week. But we're back Monday and Tuesday, days one and two of the Jimmy Fund Telethon. We will talk to you from Fenway on Monday here on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.